It's the new financial year and cost of living relief for thousands of Sunshine Coast locals. Today, the federal government's stage three tax cuts, energy bill bonus and paid parental leave extensions all coming into effect, while the minimum wage will jump 3.75% from today. Meanwhile, also from today, you'll need a prescription to buy a vape. The new laws come into effect in a bid to stop kids from vaping. A car has crashed through the front of a Golden Beach home this morning, coming to rest in the lounge room. It happened just after 5:30 a.m. in Anning Avenue, which is the street back from the Esplanade. The male driver then fled the scene on foot. The house is significantly damaged, but its occupants weren't injured. The Noosa Shire Mayor says the Council's newly adopted 2024-25 budget is responsible and measured. It'll see general rates increase by 5.5%, which is about $1.82 extra per week for households. Mayor Frank Wilkie says the average owner-occupier will now pay $910 half-yearly.
We're not the only council that experienced record cost increases in recent years, and they continue to affect many projects and the community. So we've taken a sensible, pragmatic, restrained approach to our spending this year.
The Melbourne Mavericks now sit equal fourth with Sunshine Coast Lightning on the Super Netball ladder after their one-point win on Saturday night in Tasmania. The Lightning started the match strong with a three-goal run and had a one-goal lead with just 15 minutes of play left, but the Mavericks fought back fiercely. A missed super shot on the buzzer from Steph Fretwell meant the Mavericks secured another one-goal win in the dying moments. The final score 72-71. The Lightning are against the Firebirds this Saturday night in round 13. And it was a tough victory for the Sunshine Coast Falcons against winner Manly Seagulls in round 16 at the Host Plus Cup on Saturday. Falcons skipper Sam Burns says they won the game purely on effort, praising the middles for stepping up when it counted. Two late tries in the final 10 minutes, securing the four-point win. The Falcons are sixth on the ladder and will play Ipswich on Sunday at Sunshine Coast Stadium.